Hi, hello, mabuhay. This is I Kind of Wanna Be Her speaking, and welcome to my very first episode for my podcast. Last night, I uploaded my trailer and I've said that I'm gonna talk about stuff regarding being confident and so, but I figured that maybe it's fun to ask the people around me about the things that they would like to hear in my podcast. So I got a few responses, and one of those responses had made an impact on me, and I feel like, hey, maybe this is something that we should take as the first step in order to be confident. And it's basically about how to deal with your insecurities. Okay, I'm fully aware that there are a lot of materials already online or in books or newspapers or whatsoever that says different kinds of steps or strategies in order to deal with your insecurities. So I wouldn't say that my podcast is the best information of source in order to deal with your insecurities. But basically, this is just, you know, a very chill podcast, a very chill conversational podcast wherein you'd feel like there is someone older or a friend of yours telling you advices on your problems. So that's the vibe that I want to give you guys. So yeah, first of all, I want to say that being insecure is something normal. It's a valid emotion. It's a valid form of emotion that we feel or encounter in our lives. One way or another, maybe nung bata pa tayo, or nung tumanda na tayo, nung tapos na tayo mag-aral, or nung nagtatrabaho na tayo, nagkakaroon talaga tayo ng mga insecurities or mga bagay na sabihin natin na hindi natin gusto about ourselves. And that is pretty normal. Kasi people tend to compare themselves to others. I mean, wag na tayong paka-hipokrito. At some point, nainggit tayo sa mga bagay na meron ng iba, diba? So, yun. I just really want to say that being insecure is normal. And it's very important that you acknowledge na normal kang tao for feeling insecure. However, it is not good naman na you let those insecurities eat you alive. Alam mo yun, na parang, okay, may mga bagay ka na ayaw sa sarili mo. Or mga bagay na hindi mo tanggap about yourselves. But hindi dapat kakainin ng mga bagay na yun. Like, hindi ka dapat magpatalo o magpasakop sa thought na marami kang bagay tungkol sa sarili mo na hindi mo gusto. Kailangan ma-overcome pa rin yung thought na yun. And siguro, ito yung mga few steps or things na ginawa ko on my end as a person on how was I able to deal with my insecurities. So, it's very important na alam mo kung ano yung mga kinai-insecure mo. Saan ka ba kasi nai-insecure? Nai-insecure ka ba kasi hindi ka makinis? Marami kang pimples? Malaki yung pores mo? Hindi ka matangkad? Hindi ka sexy? Mataba ka? Hindi ka ba magaling sa school? Wala ka bang talent? Alam mo yun, there are a lot of things actually na feeling mo kulang sa sarili mo. And when you compare yourself to others, it would somehow made you question kung bakit kaya sila ganito? Meron silang ganito? Bakit kaya sila, alam mo yun, parang sort of pinagbala at ikaw, sobrang simple lang, buhay lang, walang something special. You might actually think that way. And that's pretty normal because I've been there before. And to tell you what, guys, in order for me to properly discuss these things, I'm gonna answer these questions as well that I've made. So, yun. What are you insecure about? Personally, I was insecure about... Okay. Ang hirap mag-isip kung ano yung kinai-insecure, no? Pero siguro ito yung one of the few things na sobrang na-insecure ako about myself before. And it's about having scoliosis, okay? So scoliosis is the curvature of the spine, blah, 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 blah. I'm not gonna talk about all medical shit about scoliosis, but yeah. It was something that before I was really insecure about, and it's something that I really forbid, as in, ayoko siyang pag-usapan. As in, kapag nababrought yung topic na yun sa table, talagang inaalis ko yung topic na yun sa conversation na yun. And I say na, I'm not comfortable talking about my condition. So I have thoracic dextroscoliosis. It means yung scoliosis ko or yung curve ng spine ko is nasa upper part ng back ko. And if you know me personally, or if you're a close friend of mine, I think you've somehow seen this already. Napansin niyo na to na I have like a hump sa likod ko. Like there are two portions, right? The left and right. And yun, yung right portion ng back ko, the upper right, meron siyang hump. So I was insecure about it in a sense na I wanted to be girly before. I feel like I really wanted to be girly as a child, as a younger teenager. But because of my scoliosis, I was not able to wear the girly clothes that I'd like to wear. And until now, actually, hindi pa rin naman ako nagaganon. But it's not because of my scoliosis na. It's because of my personal choice already. Kasi siguro mas naging comfortable na lang talaga ako wearing loose shirts. I love the men's t-shirt. As in, yung mga oversize. Hindi ako hip-hop ha. Gusto ko lang talaga oversize at malaki sa akin yung t-shirt. So yeah. I was insecure about it in a sense na I feel like hindi kasi ako sexy. Alam mo yun? Na sobrang straight ng katawan ko. Wala akong curves, ganyan. Hindi ako makapag-sleeveless. And yun. That is one thing that I was insecure about. And another thing na naalala ko na I was insecure about back then was my acne. And it's not facial acne, but it's my acne sa likod. As in, my back, sa skin ko. Meron akong acne and it's something that I've inherited from my father kasi siya meron na siyang ganon. And I was very young na back then na nagkaroon ng mga pimples sa likod. And these are very red, big pimples. So I was not confident wearing sleeveless tops. I mean, if you really know me, you would really notice na never mo akong makikita ng naka-tube or tank top, ganyan. Unless sa photos lang ako nagaganon. Pero, you know, kapag ka umaalis, hindi talaga. I was insecure about it kasi I feel like it's such a conversation starter eh. Kasi kapag naka-sando ka and kita na meron kang pimples sa likod, tapos paling pa yung likod mo, hindi ba parang sobrang attention grabber nung mga bagay na yun? Na mapag-uusapan at mapag-uusapan ng mga taong makakakita na sabihin, oh, ba't tayo matigawat? Oh, ba't ganyan yung likod mo? And it's just very hard for me to explain. And it's not hard in a sense na masakit. But it's more like, nakakapagod kasing magpaliwanag over and over again. And why do I have to explain myself kung ba't ako may ganito? Pake mo ba? Alam mo yun, yung ganun yung energy ko before. So, that was something na I was really insecure about and hindi ko siya napag-usapan talaga ng madalas kasi nga, parang dinidenay ko siya sa sarili ko eh. It's something na, yes, I know it's exciting, but whatever. Hindi ko siya pinansin. But then, as I grew older, syempre, nagkakaisip ka na, may mga events na kailangan mo talagang, alam mo yun, somehow show some skin. Just to be, alam mo yun, parang mag-push sa'yo ng konting confidence, ganyan. And one way or another, sabi ko, haharapin ko rin to. So, tinanggap ko na lang. Basically, tinanggap ko sa sarili ko. Parang, ba't ako na insecure? And yeah, that's the first step. Knowing what are you insecure about. So, ayun, on my end, it's my scoliosis and my back acne. Actually, there are a lot of things that I was insecure about. And sobrang dami kasi hindi ako makinis, hindi ako maputi, laki ng pores ko, hindi straight yung buhok ko, ang laki ng pisngi ko, ang laki ng panga ko. There are so many things actually about me. I was somehow insecure, pero hindi lang siguro siya naging halata growing up kasi medyo strong yung personality ko simula high school to college. So yun. Number two is, how does it affect you? So, tanong mo yung sarili mo, parang paano ka ba naapektuhan ng mga insecurities mo? Example, meron kang pimples sa mukha. Sabihin natin na isa lang, pero sa gitna ng ilong mo. And how does it affect you? Sabihin na natin na ayaw mong lumabas dahil doon. Di ba sobrang petty nung ganong klaseng thinking? But then, you've been there, na nahiya kang ipakita yung sarili mo sa mundo kasi nai-insecure ka sa mga bagay na hindi mo gusto sa sarili mo. So, kung nahihiya kang ipakita or ipakilala yung sarili mo sa mundo, marami kang bagay na hindi magagawa. Mararestrict ka eh, di ba? Parang, instead na sobrang dami mong nakocontribute, say for example, sa school, sa org, sa community, hindi mo siya nagawa. Kasi nanghiya ka, di ba? Yun yung naging effect sa'yo ng insecurity mo. And it's not good. It's not really good for you to, alam mo yun, soak up in sadness, realizing na ang imperfect mo pala. Alam mo yun? So, you have to understand na ano na bang nagagawa sa'yo ng mga insecurities na to? Kasi kung sobra ka nang na-forbid ng mga insecurities mo, then that's something that should wake you up inside na you have to do something about it. Kagaya nga ng sinabi ko, hindi ka pwede magpakain ng buhay sa mga bagay na hindi mo gusto tungkol sa sarili mo. Okay, third, is there anything else you can do about it? If none, why bother? Okay, going back to my insecurity before, yung acne kasi sa likod or sa skin, that was something na ang hirap i-cure before eh. Kumpara sa generation ngayon or sa time ngayon, sa market ngayon, na napakarami ng skincare products would actually help you diminish the number of pimples coming to your face, di ba? Pero before, ang bata ko kasing pinimples, guys, actually, fourth grade pa lang ako, I have pimples already on my forehead, the skin. And back then, wala namang masyadong products sa market that says they can help you with your acne. Konti-konti lang yung products sa Watson's before and kung ano lang yung nandun, yun lang talaga. And believe me, I've tried a lot of products already since I was young to just cure my pimples. So my point is, kung merong solution sa mga bagay na kina-insecurean mo about sa sarili mo, say for example, your physical appearance, if there is something you can do about it and it works, then do so. Kasi, malay mo, that thing na you could be doing would actually help you fight your insecurities or baka yun mismo yung maging key para mawala yung insecurities mo. Pero, I'm fully aware of the fact na may mga bagay sa mundo na walang sagot talaga. Alam mo yun, may mga bagay na ayaw mo sa sarili mo pero wala ka na lang talagang magawa. And it's not just physical, it could be your yung pagiging intellectual mo bilang tao. Pwedeng may mga bagay ka na ayaw sa sarili mo when it comes to your intellectual part, but may magagawa ka ba kasi talaga? Kasi kung wala naman, why would you let it consume so much of yourself kung wala naman? Yun yung parang pinaka-wake up ko sa'yo eh. Na parang, okay, may mga bagay ako na ayaw ko sa sarili ko, pero ano bang magagawa ko? Meron ba? Kung meron, edi gawin. Para makatulong. Pero kung wala, bakit ko hayaan na kainin ako nito ng buhay or lumunin ako nito ng buhay? Gets ba? Ganon yung thought na I was thinking before. So, for example, yun nga, sa pimples, sa dami ng products na natry ko, sumuko na rin ako eh. Kasi, teenager ako noon. I was 11 years old going to 12, 13. Basta yung high school age, yung high school era na yun. Ang hirap talagang kontrolin ng pimples na yun. Kasi, it's very hormonal, di ba? Kasi it's, all the puberty and adolescence things happening. Ang hirap niya talagang i-control. And to think na wala ka namang sobrang pera to actually a lot para magpaganda pa. Kasi nga before, wala namang sobrang mga affordable skincare products that would actually help you with. It's just basically, Safeguard, Eskinol. Alam mo yun, yung mga basic things lang na existing before. And kung nagawa mo na lahat ng possible things to help that insecurity become less of what you don't like about yourself, then ano pang i-exert mo, diba? Kung nagawa mo na talaga lahat. So kung wala ka na talagang magagawa, we go to step 4, which is acknowledgement of things you cannot change. So going back to the scoliosis story, wait lang, medyo hindi ako makapaniwala na I'm sharing this in public kasi this is one of this is a really personal thing of mine that I kept for so long. So yun, when I had my check up home, I was diagnosed with scoliosis. I was not advised to wear braces anymore or whatsoever. I was just advised to maybe, hey, take a physical therapy just to strengthen your core and your muscles and everything that supports your spine. But I was not advised by my ortho to wear braces anymore because, on his opinion, walang magagawa. That's the hard truth eh. That's the very, very hard truth na sobrang ang tagal kong nilabanan na wala ka na kasing magagawa about it. And other than keeping yourself not overweight and keeping yourself fit at some point, yun na lang eh. Yun na lang talaga eh. Pero parang if you're expecting na when you wear braces, babalik sa dating or normal na form yung itsura ng likod mo or ng spine mo, no, it's not gonna happen. And that's one of the most hard truth that I have to swallow na wala ka na kasi talagang magagawa. And before, ang tagal ko siyang hindi pinakinggan eh. Parang it's a shouting truth na hindi ko pinakinggan and I was just all deaf. Hindi ko talaga siya pinakinggan and siguro pinakinggan ko na lang siya nung college na ako. And that was the time where I was finally able to acknowledge na there are things about me na wala naman ako kasi talagang magagawa. I mean, say for example, I can go to a hospital and have an operation, but it's very risky. I really don't want to talk about all the medical stuff, but the point is, it's just risky. Bakit? Kasi it's spine. And you know all things connected to the spine, right? Sobrang risky siya and all. And aside from that, I don't have that much money to spend actually get an operation for my spinal cord. So that's when I just acknowledged the fact na wala akong magagawa and maybe it's okay. Maybe it's fine na wala akong magagawa kasi nanggaling na mismo sa isang expert eh in that field na there's nothing much we can do about it since we do not know where did it came from. I mean, it's not, wala siyang ano, specific study kung ano ba siya, hereditary ba siya due to bad posture. Walang brief explanation, walang definite explanation. Hindi kagaya na nagkasakit ka na dahil dito sa virus na to, kaya ka nagkasakit. With this abnormality, wala. Walang explanation. It's just maybe. And that's when I just accepted na it's a part of me. And this is where we go to the step number 5, which is you embrace your own uniqueness and that you know that it is a part of you. Okay, I'm not romanticizing the things we don't like about ourselves. Say for example, your weight. I am pro body positivity and all of that, but I am also fully aware that being overweight isn't healthy. So, it's good that you embrace the fact that siguro tabain ka lang talaga. But we do not romanticize that thought na okay lang yun. It's not that kinakahiya or it's not that it's bawal, but we are fully aware that it's not healthy for our health, basically. It's basically for our own sake as well. So yun, that's an example of just embracing your uniqueness but not romanticizing it. So kung mataba ka, you're overweight or whatsoever, it's okay na you love your body for whatever shape or size you have. But, of course, you do something about it. Hindi mo naman kailangan maging sexy sa standard ng society, but at least be the healthy version of yourself. Okay, well, last time ko magsita ng ganito, hindi naman ako nag-workout. Yeah, but anyway, it's basically about embracing your own uniqueness and realizing that this certain insecurity is actually a part of you. Na parang, andito na siya eh. Binigay siya sa'yo. And kung wala ka namang magagawa to improve it, siguro yakapin mo na lang. Kasi parte siya ng pagkatao mo eh. Parang that's really a part of you already. And I know that this step is something na sobrang hirap tanggapin. Hindi siya madaling gawin. It takes time, it takes process. Hindi siya instant na nangyayari. But then, it is something na sobrang importanteng gawin para sa sarili mo. Na yakapin mo yung mga bagay na ayaw mo tukoy sa'yo. Kasi wala namang ibang magmamahal niyan kundi ikaw lang. Sobrang totoo yun ha, guys. Sobrang totoo yun. May mga bagay sa sarili mo na walang ibang magmamahal o tatanggap kundi ikaw lang. Kasi mapamusga ang mundo. Maraming masamang tao. Lagi at lagi silang may masasabi. So parang the least you can do about the things that you don't like about yourself is actually embrace it and acknowledge it and accept it that it's a part of your whole being. So yun. Wow, heartfelt. Alam ko na may mga bagay tayong hindi gusto sa sarili natin and that masyado kasing masyado kasing picture perfect yung image na binibigay ng social media na buti pa siya, ganto siya, ikaw, ganto ka lang. You really have to stop comparing yourself to others. And even that step, yung as in itigil mo yung pagkukumpara mo ng sarili mo sa ibang tao, mahirap siyang gawin eh. But if you would only realize how important it is to put the focus on you, then you will realize then na wala naman palang kulang or wala naman palang wali all this time. Sinabi lang nila na dapat ganto ka. Indirectly, ah, hindi literal na, oh, dapat ganito ka, dapat ganyan ka. But it's just your mind saying to you na, this is the standard of beautiful, and beauty is subjective. So, ayun. So again, but ang tiyos ng English ko ngayon, ha. So, yeah, just a recap on how I deal with my insecurities. First, I ask myself about the things that I'm insecure about, and after knowing so, I go to step two, which is I ask myself again kung paano ako naapektuhan nito or how does it affect me. Third, I ask myself again, puro question pala to, no? Third is I ask myself again kung is there anything else that I can do about the things that I am insecure about? If none, why bother? And fourth, after you realize na these are the things that you just have to accept, you acknowledge it. You acknowledge the things that you cannot change and that you accept that it is a part of you. And fifth is you embrace your own uniqueness. It's not romanticizing the things that are not good about yourself. It's not that. But it's actually just purely embracing that it's a part of you and that that is your whole being and that's just you. So, if you feel insecure about something right now, it's very normal. That's okay. One way or another, habang tumatanda tayo, marami at marami tayong bagay na makikita sa ibang tao na kaiinggitan o iisipin natin na sana meron din tayong ganun or sana ganun tayo. But then, siguro, kailangan mo lang talagang ma-realize na hindi lahat ay ibinibigay sa isang tao. Maaaring may mga bagay siya na wala ka, at may mga bagay na wala ka na meron siya, and that's okay. Yun yung parang balance eh ng mundo. Na hindi naman lahat pinagkait sa'yo at hindi naman lahat ay ibinigay sa ibang tao. Lagi at laging meron ka na walang iba at vice versa. And that is pretty much okay. So, yun. That is my simple talk or podcast about how I deal with my insecurities, and I hope that you learned something from me. I'm not saying that it's gonna work for you, for every person who's listening to this podcast, but I do hope that I was able to embark something from your end and that it would help you deal with your insecurities as you go along with life. Tandaan niyo guys, na sobrang ang daming masamang tao sa mundo eh. Lagi at lagi kang masaktan sa mundo to. So it's very important na you keep yourself secured at all times. Kasi nga, walang ibang magmamahal sa sarili mo ng sobrang pure and genuine kundi ikaw lang din. Okay? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope to be with you again on my coming episodes. So, goodbye!